Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to College Park Baptist Church. My name is Kyler Prophet. I'm excited that you are here for Youth Sunday. I hope this will be a special service for you, and the entire group has been praying that all of us would hear God speak directly to us in a powerful way. We would like to find out who is in worship today. There are worship pads on each pew, and we would like for everyone to sign it so that we will know you are here. Members, write your name, let us know about any contact information which has changed, and then check the boxes which apply. Guests, please write your name, contact information, age, and then check boxes which apply. Once you're done with the pad, pass it down so that everyone can sign it. When it reaches the end, please send it back down the pew so that our ushers can pick these up at the end of worship. All regularly scheduled events will be held today. Please check your bulletin for the schedule. The Youth Council is not meeting today, but the rest of the Family Ministry team will be meeting at 4 p.m. in Smith Hall. Youth will be having snack supper and normal youth activities. Next Sunday is Music Sunday. You are invited to join us as worship is led by the choirs of College Park. Children's Camp is in 2 weeks, and we are headed to Camp Canoga in Hendersonville. All current 1st through 6th graders are invited to be a part. The deadline to sign up is next Sunday. Turn in your payment to Jeff. Your child plans on going. Check out all the details on the children's section of the church website. We would like to say a special welcome to our guests today. We have ushers coming down the aisles now. If you're our guest this morning, we would like to give you a little information about our church. We ask any guest to raise your hand, and our ushers will give you a packet of information. This packet tells you about who we are and several things that we do. We hope that this worship service will be especially meaningful for you. Thank you for coming. Now we can prepare our hearts for worship.
Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this wonderful day. Please make sure your Sunday goes well. Make sure there aren't any mistakes and disasters. Pray for those families that are struggling. Also, pray that the service and everyone will be surprised what the youth can do. Hopefully, everyone will have a great day. Watch over everyone and keep us all safe. In your name I pray. Amen.
Good morning. How's everybody this morning? How's everybody this morning? That's much better, much better. If you take a look in your bulletin, you will find the chorus, the words to the chorus of this next song. Some of you may know the song, some of you may not. That's okay. If the computer goes right, you're actually going to see the words on the screen, but
I don't really understand.
We're not really coming out. Well, we're going to hold out the David is going to have words to show you on the screen. But if that fails, you've got words in your bulletin. This is a powerful song as we focus in on why we're here. This is called Hallelujah.
Can you stand, please? By the grace in his eyes, if his grace
Please be seated.
Good morning. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 100 in the NIV version. And I think David's got up on the screen, so if you'd like to follow along. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Simple question. Are you here? This song, this is a fun song for us to play and hopefully for you to hear. It's a powerful message that we want you to listen. Sing along with us just from where you're sitting. This is called Today is the Day.
And be glad in it. I won't worry about you.
trusting in what you say. Today's the day. Today's the day.
I'll be reading from Philippians 2, verses 1 through 13. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship from the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and act accordingly to his good purpose.
Let's say a prayer of thanks. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for letting everyone come here today and worship you. Thank you for giving us your word so one day we can be with you forever. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us. And most of all, thank you for College Park Baptist Church. This church has done so many things to reach out to people, and please continue to help us get other people to know you. Amen.
Okay, it's time, your turn again. If you look in aren't they cute? Wouldn't you like to work with them on a weekly basis? Raise your hand. Okay, I'm signing you up. I'm not signing some of you up. Okay, this song is called Prince of Peace. It's been around a little bit, but you're going to find the words up on the screen. There we go. Up on the screen, you're going to find the words, I hope. Are the words working? Yes. All right, they're also in your bulletin. Now, this is kind of a guys on one side and a girls on the other. Guys really rocked this song better than the girls did in the 9 o'clock service, and I want to continue that trend.
Okay.
Oh, yes, they did. The guys were much better. The guys were much better. I'm the worship leader at this point, so I'm in charge. The guys did just about as well as the girls, but the girls are going to do great now. You'll find the words to our song as we worship together, "You Are Holy."
Guys, will you please stand again?
You are holy.
You are holy.
You Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you have blessed us in so many ways. Thank you for loving parents, faithful friends, and nurturing mentors. Your gifts are amazing and abundant. May we be good stewards of all you have given us. Help us live our lives each day to glorify you. Bless this offering, and may it be used to do your will. In your name I pray. Amen.
There's a little flame inside us all. Some shine bright, some shine small. The rains will come and the waters will rise. But don't you ever lose your light. In this life you will know love and pain, joy and sorrow. So when it hurts, when times get hard, don't forget whose child you are. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, gonna let it shine. May you live each day with no regrets. Make the most best of every chance you get. Let your eyes get wide when you look at the stars, with the same sense of wonder as a child's heart. With the ones you love, treasure the time, and for those who were gone, keep their memories alive. Hold on to your dreams, don't ever let go. There's a fire inside you, burning with hope. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, I'm gonna let it shine. There will be days when you wanna give up, when the clouds settle in, but after the rain comes the sun. Don't you ever forget. Don't forget. No, don't forget. Cause one day there will be no more pain, and we will finally see Jesus' face. So until then, I'm gonna try to brave the dark and let my little light shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, I'm gonna let it shine. Ooh, shine, I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little flame inside us all.
I'll be reading from James chapter 1, verses 19 through 27, and Jeff has my spot right there if you would like to follow along. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has learned, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
Would you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for bringing us all here on this beautiful day that you've blessed us with, Lord. Let our light shine before you as we go through our day, every day, and let us get what we came to get from this lesson, from the youth preparing all these weeks for. Lord, bless us with your coverance and protection throughout the day and the rest of the week. In our name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. name is Elizabeth, and I'm here to speak today. Whenever Jeff asked me to start thinking about something for Youth Sunday, I started thinking about all the things that I've gone through this year. As many of you know, it hasn't been an easy year for me. Just to get you kind of caught up to where I am today, I'll start by telling you a little bit about what's been going on. In January, I began having a lot of pain in my hip that became chronic over time. And doctors did x-rays, and they couldn't find anything wrong, and they just put it off on saying that I had pulled a muscle in one of the activities that I did because I was pretty active before everything happened. So they just said, oh, just take it easy. You probably just pulled a muscle. You'll be fine in a few weeks. But as pain persisted and it just kept getting worse, they sent me for an MRI. And once they found something on the MRI, they then sent me for bone scans and CTs. And they said that they found a cyst in my femur that took up 50% of the bone. So I was sent to a surgeon and told that surgery was the only way to fix this and that it needed to happen as soon as possible because without it, my hip would break. So my appointment with the surgeon was on a Wednesday, and the following Saturday, I went in for surgery. After 4 hours, the cyst was removed and screws and plates were put in to stabilize the bone. Now, as a senior in high school going into my last quarter, surgery was not what I wanted. I'd had my whole year planned out. I hadn't missed a day of school yet because I was still trying to get senior exemption so that I wouldn't have to take my final exams. And after dancing for 16 years, I was looking forward to my final recital in June. But in a week, all of this was gone. I'd have to miss 2 weeks of school after surgery, meaning that that would take away my exemptions from all the absences. Except more disappointing than that, I was told that I couldn't dance for 4 to 6 months after surgery while the bone was healing, meaning I'd miss my final recital. Initially, I was angry because it seemed that all the plans I had made seemed to be slipping away. I didn't understand why everything that I had been looking forward to most was being taken away. At the time, it seemed like the end of the world, but standing here today, we're looking forward. People say things happen for a reason, and I'm a strong believer that they do. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I'll show up and take care of you, as I promised, and bring you back home. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. Although I don't know exactly why this had to happen now, God's been with me every step of the way. The hardest part has been accepting his plan over my own, but ultimately I know he has more in store for me than I could ever imagine. He's shown me who my true support system is. From my family and my friends, to this congregation who has so graciously supported me in everything I do. God's taught me to look for positives, and even in the worst situations. As I stood backstage this past week watching my classmates dance for the final time, I couldn't help but feel I should be out there too. However, 2 weeks before surgery, I've been on stage dancing at dinner in a show, not knowing how severe the situation was. God was watching over me that night, though, because I was very lucky that nothing happened. I didn't break anything. And lastly, he taught me to trust in him no matter what. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will keep your path straight. If you had told me in January that I'd be standing here with crutches, I wouldn't have believed you. But here I am. And while I won't be dancing in my last recital, I'm recovering and I'll be walking again soon. God has been a means of comfort, support, and love my whole life, but he's used this experience to strengthen my faith even more. I'm continually amazed by how God works. God can use the worst situations to teach lessons and strengthen faith. God wants the best for us, but in return, he wants us to live for him. When people look at me, I want them to see God in everything I do. I want to reflect Christ. We should strive to show his light, his love, and his hope. We're not defined by our circumstances, but instead we're defined by our Savior. God made me, God saved me, God stays with me today, and that's why I want to reflect him. My challenge to you today is for you to reflect your life. Who are you living every day for? God can use each of us in an amazing way. Will you reflect him today? Thank you.
And so the question that we ask is not just a question for our youth, for me. It's a question for you too. Who do you reflect? If you've noticed beautiful artwork behind me, our youth worked very hard coming up with this theme, this idea. We've talked a lot about, we spent several weeks talking about what have we learned this year, what have we experienced, how has God changed and moved in us. And the theme came to reflection. And the idea being that we have spent a lot of time reflecting on who are we and what has God done in us? And am I reflecting that back out? So reflecting in my heart, in my soul, and taking a good, hard look at my own life. And then, is my life look like Christ? And can other people see his reflection in us? That's a question. And you've seen that weaved, hopefully, throughout all the elements in the service today. And it's a challenge. It's a challenge for me. How many, I'm not going to get you to raise your hands, but how much time you spend in front of the mirror in the morning? Getting ready to go to work or to school or whatever. I know that bathroom time is often a source of argument in a household with several people, especially younger people. They want time in the bathroom to get ready or whatever. We all want that time in the mirror to see is everything just right? And we get these mirrors sometimes with those bright, you know, the lights that are around the mirrors, and they highlight all the mistakes and imperfections and things and that you just don't want to be there. That's what mirrors do. And the passage from James that was read just a little while ago reminds us of the mirror that you and I have to look into. Passage just very quickly from James chapter 1. I'm just going to read a few verses, starting verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. The point for today is when you look into God's word and your soul takes an account of your life and how you look to God and to others, the Bible teaches us how we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to live and how we're supposed to look. That's why Bible reading is so important. Bible study is so important. Because God in his word shows us the things that we need to change. So that when people see us, we reflect him. So our question that Elizabeth did such a good job at explaining. She had every opportunity and every struggle, like all of us do, that when bad things happen, bad things kind of come out of us.
and we doubt. And our faith in God is sometimes shattered. But if our faith is based on this, and we look deep into our souls with the idea of reflecting Christ, no matter what happens, no matter what comes our way, no matter what difficulty we face, whether it be death or hardship or pain or injury, if we reflect Christ, He will walk with us. If you saw in the skit, I don't know about you, but every time I see the skit, the kids, I just start weeping. Because that is truth for what our teenagers face. All the pressures that they have all around them. But they're not unusual because you and I have those same pressures. We just try to excuse them. We all have these things that are around us that keep us from Christ. And He is just a step away if we would let go of all those things and hold on to Him. As we go into our time of invitation, this is going to be just, we're going to sing a song called Christ is Risen. You'll find the words to the, I believe, the chorus there in your bulletin. And this is a reminder, a song that reminds us. A couple weeks ago, we celebrated the one thing that defines you and I as Christians. That's Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday reminds us that Jesus Christ is not in the grave. He is not, His body is not in that grave like they thought it would be. He conquered death. He conquered the grave because He wants to give you and I life. But how often do we come into this place, open up God's Word, oh, yeah, that's what I really should do about my life, and go out those doors and nothing has changed? Our hope and our prayer as a youth ministry is that you will see that Christ is alive and He wants the church to be alive because He is here and He is waiting for what you might do. The words are there in your bulletin and up on the screen. We want you to sit there where you are. This is our, we want you to sing from your pews. This is a time for prayer, a time for reflection. This is called Christ is Risen.
Fix our eyes upon the cross.
We have certainly appreciated the opportunity to lead in worship this morning, and we pray that you didn't see a lot of teenagers up here. We hope that you saw Christ in our teenagers up here. That is certainly what so many of our adult leaders instill in our teenagers. I want to say a big thank you to all of our Sunday morning leaders, our Sunday night leaders, our Wednesday leaders, all the prayer partners, the people that just lift these teenagers up in prayer. They need twice as much. They need more than you could ever give. So does our youth leader. It is our honor and our pleasure to be a part of this church, and we're thankful. I am thankful for the opportunity that you give to us as a body of believers, to these young people, to give the leadership over to them. And we thank you so very much. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then the teenagers aren't going to like this, but half the things I do they don't like, so it's okay. I'm going to have them come. I want all the youth to come on forward, unless you're an usher and you have a duty. Come stand right up here, because if you have an opportunity, I would like for you to come hug the necks of these people, and they want to hug your necks to say thank you for all that you have done for our church. So y'all come on. Come stand right here. Come stand right here. And we'll have a word of prayer. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to be in your presence, because this worship service is nothing without you, and thank you for being here. Thank you for the message that you instilled in these youth, these teenagers who wanted to express that to the people that they care about the most, their family and their friends here at College Park. Help us all, as we leave this place, to reflect you everywhere we go. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a wonderful Sunday.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.